I love conversing with old people. Just like I like conversing with people younger than me, I love conversing with older people. Why? Well, in this episode, I'm going to share with you 10 life lessons I've learned with just conversing with older people. I'm going to say old people. These are like people in their 70s, 80s, and most recently, I spoke to a person who's 97 years old. I want to share with you the lessons I've learned from them because I like asking them questions. And these questions give me a lot of good, relevant answers. So from all walks of life, if they're successful, they're not, those that worked before or those that are still working or those with business, I'm not categorizing any of them into anything, but just simply with the lessons they've learned. Because you know the saying that with age also comes experience. And it's not always that, you know, when you're at a certain age that you're already experienced, right? But of course, when you're 70, you're 80 and 90 for sure, you've gone through a lot. You've probably gone through World War II, right? If you're in your 80s, right? You'll probably in World War II because you're probably born around 1930s, late 30s, 40s, right? If my dad were still alive today, he'd be like 77 or 78 right now, I think. Something like that. So I miss conversing with my dad. So I'll include lessons that I've learned from him as well. But I want to share with you 10 life lessons I've learned just by conversing with old people. You'd be surprised. First lesson that I've learned from old people is that life is short. It's funny, right? You would be thinking that, you know, life is long because you're talking to an old person. But instead, most of them would say this to me, that life is short and it goes by so quickly. One moment, you're studying. Next thing, you're married. Next thing you know, you're an old person already sitting on a couch, just waiting for time to finish. So don't waste your time on things that don't even matter to you. When I asked them their problems when they were like in their 40s or 50s, and they would remember a problem and they would laugh afterwards just because they don't even know why they even thought about it as an actual problem. So don't worry about things that bother you right now, because 5, 10, 15 years from now, that problem you have most likely won't even matter to you anymore. Second lesson from old people is that, I know this may sound so cliche, but be kind to others and treat them the way you want to be treated yourself. Of course, it makes sense, right? It's the little things that actually count, like, you know, a smile, a compliment, or a helping hand. You've seen those videos when a person just compliments a random person, right? You've probably seen that on TikTok or, you know, on YouTube Shorts or whatever. You've seen those people who give random compliments to people in the streets and they just smile afterwards, right? Like, they find it funny and peculiar that someone they don't know gives them a compliment like, you look amazing today, or you smell good, or your hair looks nice, right? Because just remember, you don't know whatever it is that the person is going through to that very moment. And when you give them a compliment, it kind of veers them away from that specific problem from that time. So always remember to be kind because you don't know what that person is going through. Third lesson that I've learned, you don't want to hold any grudges whatsoever, right? Forgiveness is such a liberating thing. Let me repeat that for you. Forgiveness is very liberating. And it allows you to move on with your life. It's like, you know, a burden, or, you know that movie, Shutter, wherein this girl was on top of that guy, and that's why the guy has a hunch. Remember, getting that hunch off your back, right, will get you back walking straight. It's like that. When you have a grudge on someone, it's weighing down on you. Like, literally, right? Think of the oldest grudge you have with anyone that has lasted for years, right? Just even months, right? That person lives rent-free in your head. And you don't want to do that, right? You want to forgive them for that, but, you know, you don't forget about it. Forgive, but don't forget, right? So number 3, don't hold grudges because it's going to liberate you and make you feel a lot more lighter, right? And you'll probably look 10 years younger too. You know that saying that I made? Apology accepted, but access is denied. All right, moving on to the fourth lesson is to always take care of your health and prioritize your health. Both, I'm not just talking about physical, right, inside, but here also, mentally. Eat well, eat the right food, exercise, and make time to rest, right? I remember this lesson from Warren Buffett, and he said that you only have one vehicle, right, for the rest of your life. And imagine you putting all that junk inside your body, right? Most likely, that car that you're riding on is going to break down a lot easier, right? So take care of your health, and whatever junk you put in, like, you know, gossip, problems, whatsoever, junk food, whatever you put in physically to yourself, it's gonna collect its toll on you any moment. So take care of your health physically, mentally, and emotionally, right? So that you could live longer. I mean, who wants to live short? Not me. Moving on to the fifth lesson from having conversations with old people is that education is essential. I'm not just talking about studying in school, but educating yourself past school. And if you didn't finish high school or you didn't finish college, that's fine. There are a lot of people who have been successful. It's not impossible. It's very possible, right? Of course, the list gets smaller and smaller for those people who are successful that only finished high school or college dropouts. Don't take my word that, you know, it's okay. It's okay not to go to college and become successful. Your chances for sure get smaller, right? But never forget that the learning does not stop, okay? Learning never stops, right? Even when you finish school. I always thought that when I finished college that, whew, I'm done reading books. It turns out I've read so much books compared to like whatever I did my entire school years, right? So keep an open mind and always be willing to learn new things. Be a sponge, right? Always remain a student of whatever art or anything that you feel that you're interested in or you're good at. When you're interested in something and you learn more about it, it just makes learning a lot easier, right? Imagine learning about math, but you don't like numbers, right? It's horrible, right? I hate math. But when I learn about, for example, history, I like reading about history. I absorb so much useless information about history, but because I like it, it's easier for me to memorize things and remember all those things, right? Like stats from basketball, for example. I know all of those stats, like whoever won the championship each year, because it's something that I'm interested in. So learn more about things that you are most interested in, because it helps you a lot in terms of your growth. Sixth lesson is this. Don't be afraid to take risks and try new things, right? One thing I always ask old people is this. Is there anything that you regret during your prime years? Regret is something that most people have just because they didn't do what they actually wanted, because they did what their parents wanted, or because it's what their spouse wanted them to do, or it's what other people wanted to do. But they never asked themselves, what is it that I truly want to do in my life? Just as a reminder earlier that I said that life is short, right? The first one. Right? But if you don't take risk and you don't try new things, how will you know that you don't like it? Right? Like, for example, if you didn't try playing the guitar, how would you know that you're not interested in playing the guitar if you haven't tried it? Right? Or swimming or playing any sport. Next thing you know, you're too old already to play any sport that you wanted, right? I'm 40 plus, but I think I want to learn how to play golf. And I don't think it's too late for that, right? I know I might be too late to become a professional basketball player, but in my mind, I could be. But, you know, my genetics won't let me. Anyway, you know, at least you tried. Because you might fail, but that's how you learn and you grow. it's not important that, you know, it's not important that you actually fail. What's more important is that you tried, so that in the end, you don't have any regrets. And you don't want to be 70 or 80 and you're sitting on your couch and thinking, like, I wish I did this, or if only I tried doing this. You don't want that. So don't be afraid to take some sort of risk and try new things for yourself. You're never too old to change your mind. All right, moving on to seventh lesson from old people is that family and friends are the most important things in life. I'm saying these things because they are more important than actual physical things, right? One of the reasons why I veered away from collecting shoes, because I said, one day I just realized that if I die, people are just going to remember me from that guy who had, you know, a nice collection of shoes and things. And that doesn't add up to me. That doesn't add any value whatsoever, you know, if you want to live a lasting legacy in life. You know, I'm doing all these videos because, you know, maybe in the future, 40 years from now, a kid would stumble upon my video and see all these videos that I made. They could probably find some lessons in it. That's a legacy that I could leave behind. You know, I don't have kids yet, but maybe if I have kids and they look at it and say, hey, that's my dad talking, and I learned a lot of lessons from him. Or that's my uncle, and he talked a lot of good things when he was alive. So family and friends come first. Your family. I mean, you can't choose your family, but you can choose the people you are around with. Some people will say, oh, well, I can't choose my family if they're toxic or if they're toxic or what. But, you know, family is family. So cherish them. Cherish your family and make time for them, because that's the most important thing that you will have when you grow old, right? When you're old and weary, they are the ones that's going to be there with you. Take care of your friends and your family, most importantly. Number eight, you want to travel as much as you can. A lot of people who are old regret not being able to travel anymore. And I remember during the lockdown, during the peak of the pandemic, that I wish I could travel. I wish I could go here. And now I don't take that for granted anymore, because traveling is a privilege. So don't take it for granted if you can. Like, travel outside of your city, right? I'm not saying travel by air or by boat. You know, travel by car or travel somewhere that you're not used to, right? Enjoy culture and learning new things from other people in places that you're not comfortable in, right? The world, I'm not just saying the world, but our country, like the Philippines, is a beautiful place. I read an article about this guy that went to all the cities, who completed all the cities. He visited all the cities in the Philippines. I think he's one of the first ones to actually do it. I don't know how many cities we have in the Philippines. It's probably around 1,000 plus, right? I think, if I remember correctly, around 1,600 plus. Let me know in the comment section how many cities we have in the Philippines. But boy, I envy that guy. And I wish I could do that too. One of my goals is to travel to 100 cities just in my country here in the Philippines. And be able to travel like to 25 more countries outside of my country. Probably traveled less than 10 outside of the country. But I want to be able to travel more. So, because the world is so beautiful and there's so much to see and experience, so that when you're old, you can tell, you know, your kids and your grandkids, like, you know, I remember when I went to Nepal, or I went to Bali, or I went to in Africa or South America. You know, those are things you could share, your experience with other people. So travel as much as you can when you still can, because if you're old and you're in a wheelchair, it's so hard to travel now. Moving on to the next, to the last one in terms of lessons, is to always stay positive, even in the most difficult times. Remember, storms don't last, right? Positive attitude can make all the difference in life. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonades out of it, right? A sour life, right, given to you, you can make something out of it, right? So always remain positive. I know it's so hard to remain positive during tough times. But, you know, it's how people become stronger. And just remember that not all people are going to make it. right? Not all people are going to be successful. Facts of life. Not everyone in life is going to be successful, but at least you have a positive attitude towards life, right? It's one of the keys to remaining looking young, even if when you're old, because you don't worry so much about things. There's a study that people who worry a lot in life tend to have a shorter lifespan. It's a proven fact, right? People who worry less look a lot younger than who they are because they have a positive outlook in life. So if you want to look like you're 60 when you're 80, stay positive. And I'm saying that, you know, in the right way. And finally, last lesson I want to share with you that I learned from hanging out with old people is that don't forget to have fun, right? Life is meant to be enjoyed, not to be worried or bothered, right? So make sure you find time to do the things that make you happy, right? You know, I've worked for companies for almost a decade of my life, and those were, you know, I know those are fun times for me, but I'm having more time doing the things that make me happy. You know, I could have problems or have, you know, things that I worry about, but as long as I'm doing the things that I love, I never have to worry about taking a vacation, because doing the things that I love makes me feel that I am a person who is valued, right? When you do things that you love and people appreciate you for doing the things that you love, it means that you are being valued for what you actually do. So make sure you have fun. And the only way you have fun is by doing the things that you love to do or the things that make you happy. If it's not making you happy, why are you doing it anyway? Right? All right. So those are 10 lessons that I've learned hanging out or being around or having conversations with older people. So let me know what you guys think. Let me know in the comment section what you think about this. And if you like this episode, make sure to subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed yet, and leave a comment in the comment section down below. And I'll see you again in the next episode. Peace.